Okay, welcome back to the podcast. Logan, what are we calling this podcast?
The Logan Podcast.
At least you're consistent. This is episode 2 of our podcast. I'm just a dad, quarantined in the age of COVID-19. I'm here with my 7-year-old son, Logan. Logan, are you 7?
Yes.
So this is episode 2 of our podcast, and we had a sort of very interesting week. It's been a very long week. On Monday, we got word from our governor in the state of Virginia that schools would be closed for the rest of the academic year. That escalated very quickly, and to be honest, it was a bit of a shocker. So we went from 0 to 60 really fast, and so kind of reeled from that for a while. Logan, how did you feel about the news that school was going to be closed for the rest of the year?
Surprised.
What do you mean by surprised?
Because I didn't know it was actually going to be that long. Would it maybe even longer?
That's true. And we actually made a joke at the start of the podcast last week to say, we'll do this as long as there is no school. And now it looks like there's going to be quite a few episodes. So we'll have to find interesting things to talk about. But yeah, that's where we are. So this is now day, I can't even keep track, but this is about the second full week of school closure. We've been entertaining ourselves. So after that that gut punch of an announcement of school closure, we had actually some excitement this week too. Logan, what happened on Thursday? Do you remember?
I don't.
Yeah, I don't blame you because I also don't remember a lot of things this week. But actually on Thursday, some staff and teachers from our elementary school decided to drive through the neighborhoods where all the students live. And it was a really touching way for there to be a community connection, just to remember that we're all connected and that even in the age of social distancing, that there are creative ways to at least acknowledge one another, reconnect with one another, and just really remind ourselves that we are a community. Logan, how did it feel to see your teachers and your principal come through our neighborhood?
It was fun because Dad brought my chair and then I got to see them. And I also got to see my teacher from last year too.
How did it feel to see them?
I was happy because I didn't think I would see them in a very long time.
What did you feel when you saw them? Were you surprised or just how did you feel?
I don't know. I forgot.
That's fine. Given that now we're 3 weeks into the school closure, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
Why do you feel okay?
Because I'm at home and I just exercised.
How are you exercising?
I exercise every day. I run 1 mile and then sometimes I walk a couple more miles. We ran for 1 mile and then we walked the other miles. But in total, the miles that we exercised was 4 miles.
And we've been running almost every day, right, Logan? Some days you don't want to run.
Yeah, sometimes we just walk.
Yeah. We walk the days when Logan doesn't want to run, but we're still keeping track of our time. And Logan, what happened to our times this week on the mile?
Today, I beat what last time was, because last time was 9 minutes and 20 seconds. This time, I got 9 minutes and
9 minutes and 10 seconds.
Yeah, so I beat what I did last time.
But wasn't there a day this week when your time got worse?
Yes.
So what do you think about that?
I think today was good because the day it got worse was bad. So today, since we got to beat it, I was a bit happy.
But Logan, I will say that you're not always going to improve every day. And the important thing is that we keep trying to improve. But some days the time will get worse. Other times, hopefully, it gets better. But we're just mostly interested in the trend, not necessarily our performance every day.
Yeah, but that's why we run mostly every day to improve our score. That's why we do it every day, because sometimes we don't improve it. That's why we can't always improve it. That's why we do it every day.
That's pretty smart of you. So what is your goal time? Like, how fast do you want to run the mile?
I want to at least get to the time of the minutes of 8, because today I beat it, but I didn't really beat it by that much.
So your goal is to run an 8-minute mile?
Yeah, or maybe 8 minutes and something seconds.
You know what was funny? The first time we ran, you felt really good. And then you said you wanted to run. How fast did you say you wanted to run?
4.
4 minutes?
But right now, I don't think that's actually possible, now that I think about it.
What do you mean?
I don't think it's possible to run that fast, because I didn't improve it that much, so I don't think we can do that.
Nothing is impossible, Logan.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure we're not going to be able to do 4, though.
Well, I would say dream big, but I understand what you're saying. One other thing that I thought that was interesting in our conversations this week, we talked about community. And Logan, you asked me a very good question. Do you remember what it was?
I do not.
Okay. Well, just to remind you, we were talking about community and you asked me to define what a community was. You're like, what community? What are you talking about? And that was really interesting, because that's a conversation that comes up a lot in Daddy's work, where we talk often about community, but we're not always talking about the same community, because community can mean so many different things. Like, we have our school community, we have our housing community.
Family community?
Family community. We have our town community. And so many times people aren't talking about the same thing. So it was just really interesting to hear you ask me to define the community that I was talking about. But I'm so glad we got to experience a little bit of that community feeling around our school community, and also just how our school community is also serving the broader community in which we live. The school's providing a lot of social services right now. I'm actually really proud of Fairfax County for doing that type of work, and still thinking about how to be an equitable partner and member in the places where we live. So I think a school is more than a school. What do you think about that, Logan?
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to talk about, or anything you've been thinking lately that you want to share?
Not really.
Not really? What was the highlight of your week?
What do you mean?
So, what was the best part of this whole week?
My favorite part was when I got to pick what I wanted for dinner and lunch.
What'd you pick those days?
Well, today I get to pick steak for dinner. I'm not sure if I'm going to keep it like that, but it's most likely going to stay.
That's great. So, Daddy's a short order cook? How do you like Daddy's cooking so far?
Good!
What do you mean good?
I like the foods good that Daddy makes, because he gets it from places that he likes. And I like the food because he makes it fresh. And sometimes it's not always like that if other people cooked it.
What do you mean by that?
Like, because sometimes you put eggs in my bread. You make eggs for breakfast and then you put milk in it and you make it soft.
That's right. Daddy does make good eggs. I will take that. Thank you. Was there anything you didn't like that happened this week?
No.
So still feeling pretty good about the self-quarantine period?
Yes!
I'm glad you're so happy, Logan. Let's keep it that way. All right. This week, we're going to try something new. We have a special guest on the podcast. Logan, do you want to introduce our guest?
Lex. He is my brother.
All right. So we have Lex here, a 9-year-old from Virginia as well. Lex, would you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Lex, and I am Logan's brother.
What do you like to do, Lex?
I like to play games with him, play Minecraft on my tablet, yeah.
How are you feeling about being quarantined at home?
Very, very, very sad.
Why do you feel sad?
Because I can't go to school and I like school.
You like school? But you were able to talk to your teacher and classmates this week, right?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
So all we did was just talk about how you're feeling and some stuff.
You guys were on Zoom, right?
Yeah.
How did it feel to see your classmates and hear your teacher on Zoom?
Pretty good.
What about when we saw your teacher drive through our neighborhood?
That was also fun.
Why was it fun?
Because I got to see my teacher.
What was the most favorite thing we've done during this whole period for you?
Basically, my favorite thing to do probably was playing video games.
What was your least favorite thing to do?
Not playing video games.
Since we have the two of you here, what do you like about having a brother?
That I can play video games with him, I can play with him, yeah.
Logan, why don't you tell us what you like about having a brother?
I like having a brother because he's nice, but sometimes he isn't.
When is he nice and when is he not nice?
He's nice when he plays video games. That's probably like the only time when he's nice. And the time when he's not nice is when he fights.
But who starts those fights?
Logan! No! Lex! Logan! Lex! Logan!
All right, that's enough. That's also been a part of this quarantine as well. You just got a snippet of what life has been like. So mostly fun, but you know, we have our periods of a brotherly rage. So Lex, what don't you like about having a brother?
When he fights with me and when he starts all the fights.
Yeah, Daddy does not like it when you guys fight. We should try to stay calm and be nice to each other right now. That was some real Randy Macho Man Savage type stuff right there. So, in this time, are you happy you have a brother right now?
Yes and no.
Why yes and why no?
Why yes is because I can play with him and stuff. And then no is because he fights with me and stuff.
Okay. Logan, what about you?
Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't.
Why is that?
Because sometimes Lex is mean to me and I don't like when he does that. Sometimes he's nice to me when we play with our stuffies and we play with video games too.
So overall, would you say you're happy you have a brother in this time or are you not happy?
Maybe.
Why maybe?
Because sometimes he fights and sometimes he doesn't.
So would you rather have a brother or not have a brother right now?
I'm not sure.
Well, you don't really have a choice, so I guess that's okay. How about you, Lex?
Basically what Lowton said.
Okay, that's one way to answer. So how should we end this week's podcast?
I don't know. Maybe we should do a loud sound that ends it. I don't know. But I'm leaving. Bye-bye.
And there goes our first guest. Logan, how did it go to have another person on the podcast?
Fun, because if Lex wasn't on the podcast, it wouldn't be as fun with Daddy and just Daddy and me.
Why is it more fun with someone else?
It's more fun with other people because I like more people doing it, because if they didn't do it, then it would just be boring because there's only two people.
That's cool. Should there be a third episode?
Yes.
And what should our third episode cover?
What my favorite food is, and maybe we'll have a guest, but I'm not sure.
So if you would like to be a guest, let us know, and maybe we can set up some audio, and we can do a short interview that we can include in this podcast, right?
Yes.
For the two or three people that are listening, what would you like to say to them, Logan?
That if you want to be a guest, you could.
Also, maybe we can thank them.
Thank you for listening.
All right. Thank you for listening. I guess we're not going to see you, but you can hear us next week. And stay safe. Stay sane.
And wash your hands like I said in the first video.
It wasn't a video, buddy.
Like in the first podcast. Wash your hands. Bye. We're thinking about you. All your girls. We love you. R.I.P. Harambe. Sipping on some Bombay.